Almost all mitzvos, you have to make a bracha before you perform them. So when you're putting on your tzitzis in the morning, so you hold the tzitzis, you don't, the halacha is you're supposed to make brachas over la'asiyasan before you actually do the mitzvah. So you're holding your tzitzis, you make the bracha, and you put the tzitzis on. You're putting on a talus, you make the bracha, then you put the tzitzis on. What about if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of davening? Do you have to, when you take off your talus, do you make a new bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, anytime you take off your talus or tzitzis, you make a new bracha. The Ramah, however, disagrees and says, only if you're going to take your tzitzis off for a long period of time, or you're going to have a hesek hadas or a hefsek, then you make a new bracha. So generally speaking, if you take your tzitzis off and you go to the bathroom, your intention is to put it right back on afterwards, so you don't make a new bracha. Let's say you're taking a shower in the middle of the day, you're taking your tzitzis off. So do you have to make a new bracha? So generally speaking, there's a question of how long is a long interruption. There are many, many different opinions between 30 minutes or, if Shlomo Zalman writes, 3 hours. So generally speaking, if you're going to take a shower, it's just a short amount of time, and you're going to be thinking when you take off the tzitzis, I'm going to put the tzitzis back on after the shower. So most of the poskim say you would not make a new bracha. What about if you're going swimming? So it's like 2 hours. Or let's say, certainly if there was a hefsek of more than 3 hours, everyone would agree if there's a hefsek of more than 3 hours, even if you were intending to put them back on 5 hours later, generally speaking, you would have to make a new bracha. What about sleeping in the middle of the day? That's also a major issue. Shabbos afternoon, you take a snooze, so you're taking off your you're going to take off your tzitzis, but you slept, so you were out of it. That's a major dispute in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah writes that when you take your Shabbos afternoon nap, you should nap in your tzitzis or leave your tzitzis somehow on the bed as well, so you're sort of quasi wearing them. So says the Mishnah Berurah when you take a nap. That's a major dispute among the poskim. And finally, a halacha that many people don't know, if your talus falls off, and you weren't intending to take it off, so then everyone would agree that you have to make a new bracha on the talus. If you take it off and you're intending to put it back on, so then you don't make a new bracha. But if it falls off, even if a little piece of it is still on, then you would not make a new bracha. But if your talus completely falls off accidentally in the middle of davening, everyone would agree you would make a new bracha. Have a nice day.